Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, 1 week to the midterms, rolling into the happy hour. And Dominic, we got the finest of guests. He's our good friend. He's a podcaster. He's a pundit. He's Bill Press. Bill, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, Bill.
All right. 7 days to go, man. Here we go. Right?
We can do it.
This can do it. Absolutely.
Now, Bill, you missed the excitement here in the upper Midwest. Oh. I started the day thinking we were under attack. Literally, our radio station was vandalized overnight. Bricks effectively thrown through the windows. And we thought it was political violence. And you can understand in the light of the Paul Pelosi violence and the tenor of the elective cycle, Bill, we thought we were under attack. And as it turns out, so were other random businesses here in the Waukesha area. I hate to say it's a relief to think, well, this was just a random crime that we had perpetrated against us. It wasn't a targeted crime, but somehow it is a relief.
What have we come to, right? When you think about just getting your windows broken and your door broken down and your business shredded, it's a relief to know it wasn't politics, right? I mean, what the hell have we come to? But look, at least you probably didn't have Dinesh D'Souza or Ted Cruz or Elon Musk, right, putting out all kinds of conspiracy theories about what happened to you. I mean, these are the most disgusting, vile people on the planet, that they would take this attack on Paul Pelosi in the middle of the night, 2:30, the guy breaks his door, comes in through the back door, gets up to his bedroom, wakes him up, where's Nancy? And these conspiracy theories are saying, well, there's more there than meets the eye here. This can't be true, right? The alleged, they're calling it the alleged assault. They said the guy was, when the police went there, that the guy was in his underwear, right? That he was some gay prostitute. These are sick, ugly people, right? It's just disgusting. These are the same people who said, you know, we didn't land on the moon, right? Or 9/11 was an inside job, or January 6th was a false flag operation. I can't tell you how much.
Bill, I just wish they would hurry up and fall off the edge of the earth.
Right, Bill. Well,
but you know, at one time, these people like were on the edge of the earth. They were out there on the fringe. I remember on my radio show after 9/11, you know, these idiots would come through and they said, guys, you know how this works. They want to talk about something, then they go on the air and they would start spewing this 9/11 stuff. I just cut them off. I would not give them any airtime at all. But these fringe people, thanks to Orange Man, are now in the mainstream. You know, you got Ted Cruz retweeting some nonsense about some gay affair that Paul Pelosi was having, and so his jilted lover comes to his house and is going to break his wife's knees. I mean, Ted Cruz, you know, so yeah, they're no longer falling off the edge of the earth. They are in charge.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's the point. It's not just, you know, Donald Trump. It is all of the enabler. It is what is left of the GOP, what is now MAGA. It's all of them. It's not just Trump. And it seems like, Bill, that this they're ripe for the pickings. They will believe whatever is put out there. I mean, the Don Jr. tweet of the underwear and the hammer was just so despicable. And even for the former President Trump himself to insinuate, oh, there's a lot of things going on here. They just continue to feed it and stir it, Bill. This is what MAGA is now.
No, they are. They are sick, disgusting, despicable, you know, ugly people. There's no other word for it. But that's maybe 30% of the population, right? That's Trump's base, and they'll believe anything. And this guy clearly, I wrote a column about this for The Hill. As the San Francisco police quickly confirmed, this was no random attack, right? This was a targeted attack on Nancy Pelosi. Blessedly, she wasn't there. And it was echoes of January 6th. Nancy, where are you, Nancy? Clearly. And this guy got all this crap. Where did he get it from? He got it from social media. He got it from Fox News. He got it from people like Dinesh D'Souza and Donald Trump and Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar. Go down the list. They spew this stuff out there and they don't understand. I mean, didn't we learn anything? Words have consequences, you know, and they're, if not directly, they're indirectly responsible for sure, because there are some crazy people out there, or, you know, not such intelligent people, maybe, whatever, who hear that stuff. And for them, it's a green light to go out and do something. I remember years ago, there was a guy that was, the police stopped on the Bay Bridge in San Francisco, and he was on his way in to attack an environmental organization. He had a whole arsenal, AR-15s, everything in his car. He drove in from the Midwest somewhere, and he said he was inspired by Glenn Beck, who every day was attacking this environmental organization, which was advocating that we do something about climate change, that they were going to destroy Western civilization. So he took it upon himself to go there and walk into this environmental organization and blow them all away. Glenn Beck, right?
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the finest of guests. He is Bill Press. He's a podcaster. And Bill, new information dropping, new reporting at the New York Times. The Pelosi attacker, according to his boss, believed the whole MAGA Pizzagate stolen election, you know, all of it. He was in for all of it. Well, it seems odd to me, Bill, that so many of these Republicans would spin these conspiracies, but I think anything else, if you acknowledge that this is inspired behavior, well, they're the ones inspiring this violence, Bill.
Total, right. Just like, let's not forget, January 6th, as Liz Cheney said, right, it was Donald Trump who laid out the ammunition or whatever, or the fuel, and lit the flame, right? Inspired that. These people inspired this attack on Paul Pelosi. You know, absolutely. By the way, I find it really kind of weird. You mentioned the Pizzagate thing. I mean, this thing still has legs. This insane idea that the Hillary Clinton campaign was involved in running a pedophile ring out of Comet Pizza out here in Northwest Washington, out of the basement of Comet Pizza. And remember, there's some nut from, I don't know, one of the southern states who came in with a gun and shot the place up, right? Again, it happens over and over again. And by the way, let's not kid ourselves. This is the right wing. This is the Republican Party. I really, really hate some of the people in the media who are giving this, oh, this is a both sides.
Right.
No, it's not. It is not both sides. When Steve Scalise was shot in that softball game, congressional softball game in Alexandria, Virginia, by the way, he's lucky he's alive today. He was really in bad shape. Nobody said, oh, this didn't happen. This is a false flag operation. Republicans just did this, you know, to get sympathy for Steve. Nobody. And yet, on the other side, these Republicans throw this crap out there all the time.
Bill, I think to some degree, I guess it depends on which mega you're talking about, but, you know, is denial, right? You can see on the video of January 6th, of the multiple videos that have been released, extreme violence. And some parts of it, I guess, when Trump was speaking earlier, you didn't see that, you know, looked fine for a while. But there's no question there was a massive amount of violence during the attack on the Capitol. Similar to the denial, perhaps, that the MAGA and the Republicans are feeling now. The 10-year-old girl who had to travel, I think she was from, what, Ohio? Had to travel right. to get an abortion. Like, the perfect example of why overturning Roe v. Wade is terrible, right? And they just couldn't believe themselves. Oh, it was this, it was that. You know, they come up with these stories. And now one of their own, you know, attacks, tried to attack Pelosi, attacked, obviously we know the story, Paul Pelosi with a hammer in the head. Again, same kind of thing. Denial. They're not even getting through the first stage of grief here, Bill. I think there's a visceral reaction because I think some of them don't believe that they could actually have that much impact on other people with their words.
But just back to that little girl, that 10-year-old girl. Everything they said about that was proven not true. There was not an ounce of truth in what they were saying. Back to January 6th. Here's my plug for the day. You know, I always give a plug when I'm on your show, right?
Yeah, right.
My podcast today, the Bill Press Pod, is with former officer Michael Fanone.
Oh, nice. Good get.
If you want to know what happened on January 6th, listen to that podcast. It's a half an hour, or better yet, in addition to, I should say, read his book. It's called Hold the Line. I'll tell you, it's one of the most powerful books I've read in years. He lays it out, and he doesn't hold back. And he lays it right at the feet of Donald Trump. Absolutely. That he's the guy, called them here, incited them, sent them up here. And he describes the hatred that he saw in their eyes when they dragged him down, knocked him down, and beat the crap out of him, tasered him. And basically, they were out to kill him. And fortunately for us, they didn't. But he doesn't hold back, man. He's the strongest voice I know on January 6th, Michael Fanone. He's an American hero, as far as I'm concerned.
Bill Press, he's a podcaster. You got to listen to the Michael Fanone podcast. And, Bill, you got a few more minutes for us? You sticking around?
For you? Yeah, of course.
Hell yeah.
I got my iced tea here.
All right.
All I got is some water, Bill. You know, I got a pounder. Something about someone throwing a brick through my window. Just gets on my nerves. Come back with us, our good friend. He is a podcaster extraordinaire. And our good friend, Bill Press. More Devil's Advocates, the Happier Happy Hour.
You believe that story? You believe that?
Don't believe me, just watch.
Believe me.
You know, thank you, but f*** you for being there.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Our guest sticking around for one more segment. He is Bill Press. You can find him at BillPressPods.com. Michael Fanone, an interview he just did. You heard that one. Thank you, but F you. But not you, Bill. Thanks for sticking around, man. 1 week till elections, Bill, and we had the opportunity. Lots of work, man. Crudy making us work real hard here in Milwaukee. President Obama coming to stump for the Democratic ticket. Did you get to see any of the fired-up former president, Bill?
Best he ever looked, Bill.
I did. By the way, I just want you to know, everybody and others watching on Zoom, I took advantage of the break. I'm sorry I was out of uniform before the break. I didn't have my cap on, you guys. I wasn't sure whether to wear it frontward or backward, but, you know. This is Acacia National Park, in case you can't read it. So now
looking good, Bill. Looking good.
I thought, I've never seen Obama better, stronger, more on fire. He was fabulous. And, boy, I just wish, you know, he can't do every single race, but we need to see more of him. And I think, look, Michelle's the most popular political figure in the country, although she doesn't want to do a lot of campaigning because she's had too much of it. But he's a close second, and he's the best that we've got. And seeing him up there with Mandela Barnes and Tony Evers, it was great. I loved it. By the way, I hope the people of Wisconsin realize, you know, there is no Senate seat more important in this country for the sake of this country than Wisconsin. The idea that that idiot Ron Johnson could get back. By the way, we're talking about January 6th and denial about January 6th.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a guy who says, well, you can't call it an armed riot because they didn't have any arms. Listen, again, read or listen to what on my podcast, what Michael Fanone says about Ron Johnson and the fact that there were no arms. You know, people, there were the mob, they had guns. You know, he saw them. They had metal poles. They had tasers. I mean, they had weapons. It was an armed riot. Ron Johnson, election denier and a January 6th denier. But no, I was so excited to see Obama.
You know who I saw the other day? Our former friend of the show, Ron Johnson. I chased him at a press conference 8 minutes from my favorite legal marijuana dispensary in Beloit, Wisconsin. So I asked him about weed policy and the commerce that's not flowing into the state of Wisconsin. I asked him, was he embarrassed? Was he proud of the tone of the ads against his opponent? Because, you know, the Ron Johnson ads here have been nothing short of racist. And finally, I pointed out the fact he claimed he kept all his promises. I said, well, you said you were only running twice. You broke that one. And then they shut down the press conference. But Bill, above and beyond that, Ron Johnson had his campaign had reached out to me multiple different ways and said, the senator would like to meet with you off the record. I'm thinking, oh God, I'm getting called to the principal's office. This has never happened to me. Do I have to do this? If they ask nice, do I have to go? So I did. I met with the senator, and here was the off the record. It was small talk, but effectively it was strange, Bill, because the senator was offering to come back on our show. We quit inviting him. And he's like, oh, I'm open to coming on the show. Well, we see the New York Times interview. Bill, Ron Johnson lives on right-wing talk radio. This guy has been on 300-plus interviews this year, 96 hours of free media. I don't think we need to give him a freebie.
No, don't invite him on your show. I'm glad you didn't. No, I saw that article. I couldn't believe it. This guy lives, breathes, and everything, right? Right-wing talk radio. I thought it was interesting in that article that Charlie Sykes, who has this great site called The Bulwark now, Ron Johnson used to be like his favorite politician, right? He helped Ron Johnson get elected. I've talked to Charlie Sykes about this, and there's nobody more critical, nobody more negative now on Ron Johnson than Charlie Sykes, because he sees him for what he is. You know, he's a phony who doesn't deliver, who lies, who, you know, and this certainly does not represent the good people of Wisconsin.
Does Charlie Sykes, to your understanding, Bill, accept any responsibility for unleashing Mr. Johnson upon us?
Well, that may be asking too much.
You know, I blame Dominic for getting Ron Johnson reelected. By coming on the Devil's Advocates, A, he got the bump, and B, we made him a human being. He used to be a decent guy, and I don't know what
That's
happened.
What Charlie said. Charlie says he used to be a decent guy. Look, you know, when I was doing Crossfire, one of our favorite guests was Lindsey Graham. He used to be a decent guy. Then he became, when he was with John McCain, you know, he had to, I thought, admire his courage, his politics. He was a maverick like McCain. And then McCain dies, and then he becomes a super Trumper. The best news of today is that the Supreme Court said, no way, Jose, Lindsey Graham, you know, you're not above the law. You got a subpoena. You got to answer it. You got to testify. So here's a U.S. senator, right? Ranking Republican. Well, I think he's number two on the Senate Judiciary Committee, who's called to testify in front of a grand jury, and he fights it as much as he can. He goes all the way to the Supreme Court not to have to obey a legal summons. What the hell is that all about, right? Who does he think he is? Of course you get down there and you answer questions. What does he have to hide? That's the answer.
He's got a lot to hide, I would say, Bill. Bill, 90 seconds left. Dr. Oz, during his debate with Fetterman, said abortion should be between women, their doctors, and the local political leaders. Bill, in the last 60 seconds, I'd like you to comment on Dr. Oz.
Well, first of all, my comment is shame on the media for not making that the big story out of that debate. Yeah. Instead, all they talked about was, oh, this guy had a stroke and he stumbled over a few words. Duh, what do they expect, right? He's very open about the fact he had a stroke and he hasn't fully recovered. Instead, the media buried the fact Mehmet Oz, nobody has ever made this statement. Local political officials, who, the city council, the school board, the sheriff, the dog catcher, who do you have to go to get permission, right, to control your own body? The worst we've ever heard on that issue, and media let him get away with it.
Bill Press, he's one of our favorites. He's a podcaster. His most recent, Michael Fanone, go find him, the Bill Press podcast. Bill, we'll have you back soon, man, before or after the election.
Thanks, Bill.
So many people are walking around now without legs and without arms.
We don't want people that are mentally ill to be having any form of weapon.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. The name calling has begun. We're 1 week from the midterm elections, and we'll share some of the names being thrown about in the U.S. Senate race. I mean, hell, people are throwing literal bricks at us here in Waukesha, Dom. Our windows have been broken, but apparently we suspect it is not that we've been politically targeted for being correct.
And cool and right.
And sexy. Man, did we mention sexy?
Too sexy for my shirt.
That's probably not the reason.
That's not it. Just random vandalism.
Like when Joe's windows get rocks through them, I suspect it's an angry husband. But in our case, rando vandals. So anyways, man in custody. And we're okay, and the team's doing okay. And better that it's randos than someone that actually wanted to hit us with a brick. But we're down here at 217 Wisconsin Avenue. You better have a good arm. Dom's the short one. 844-967-2789. Lots of people have political opinions. Let's go to Rock County and Rico. How you doing, Rico?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, crew took your advice, and I went and climbed up that old 40-foot tower and got me a bigger antenna so I can listen to you out in the workshop.
All right, man. I love you, Rico. You're going to love the coverage you get.
Talking on the old flip phone, though, you know, still. I'm going to have to do something about the flip phone, though. Hey, I want to tell you guys, you know what? I love the way you guys handled this thing, because prior to me getting my antenna iron back in the day, I guess, all I had was that Randy Whitey talk show. It was like a comedy show to me. You know, so I used to love to just listen to that junk. Oh, my God. Then I found you guys one day, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, these guys are such a breath of fresh air. Just love the way you handled this brick incident. This was that way. Great job. That's the way we handle it, right? Reality. See? You know, the brick, I understand I'd have been madder and, you know, I'll get up this morning, but you guys handled it right. Come down, you later on figured it out. Does actually sound like it's random. And that's the only way you can get to these people, man. Somehow you got to force feed reality back to them, because I got a CJ in my family, TJ. And I said, you didn't just drink the Kool-Aid, dude. You are on an IV drip, aren't you? You got that stuff hanging in a bag going into your veins, don't you? Because this is just ridiculous. The only way you can kick to them is with reality. And I just love the way you guys handled that. But I want to get real quick here, if I got time, if you guys are going to let me talk here for a bit.
I'll give you one more. Like one more thought.
Rojo. Oh, look at the Rojo. There, I'm going with Rojo. Hey, this guy, Obama comes to town, and of course, Rojo's going to get right on his Randy Whitey talk show, right away and respond. And he comes in, and he says, these guys are nuts. They think I want to just get rid of Social Security and put it on a chopping block. And then he didn't say anything else, evidently, in his rally up in Watertown. Well, 27 News put him on the spot, say, Rojo, says, what's your plan then? You know, how's your plan to fix it, since you're going to make it better? He said, well, obviously, you know, I guess we're going to have to make some cuts.
I mean, it's obvious, Rico.
Is that literally on a chopping block? You mean like you're going to take the onion and trim a little around the edges? Oh, my Lord. We actually do have the dumbest, absolute dumbest senator in Wisconsin, don't we? Well, I don't want to put it on the chopping block. That would be crazy. How are you going to fix it? Well, I guess we're going to do a little cut, and then we're going to look at the program. Maybe have to do some.
Rico, I love your laugh, man. Thanks for listening. Thanks for getting the longer antenna down in Rock County so you can listen to the greatest radio show ever. 844-967-2789. Britt in Humboldt, California, listening on KGOE, the very devilish 92.7 and 1480 AM. How you doing, Britt?
What's happening, Britt?
Hey, guys. Yes, we are very devilish out here. Hey, I just wanted to weigh in. You know, I don't know what happened last night with the brick throwing incident. It sounded to me like they did have someone in custody for
yes.
that. But is there a possibility that maybe there's some video nearby of Rojo being involved in this?
Ron would have a guy, probably one of the Walker boys. Scott Walker, the former governor, his boys are not above political jackassery and shenanigans. He'd probably hire one of the Walker kids to throw the bricks through our way.
Yeah, I'm not sure Ron's shoulder could handle the mass, Britt.
Well, listen, I got a thought experiment for you.
Sure.
I want you guys to think about a week from today versus 2 years from now. If the worst happens, and I do actually consider it to be pretty bad, but, you know, it's a reactionary, volatile, body. The House is, in my personal opinion, I think fairly likely to turn red.
Yes, sir.
I don't love the idea, but I will say this. I think that there is a silver lining to that, if it does happen. The silver lining being that they are going to take the next 2 years and they are going to literally look like, clowns, basically, this whole thing. They're going to try and, impeach Biden. They're going to have all these crazy investigations. Basically, they're going to put their insanity on display for all of America to
yes.
see.
But, Britt, they do that when they're out of power, too. I don't see how the electorate just says, I forget how crazy they are.
Or I want more of that crazy. That's exactly what I need.
But gas prices are up, so let's give these crazy ones another shot. I just don't understand this cycle or the psychology of the pendulum swinging. Britt, until that party has something more to offer than coup d'etats and insurrection, I can't imagine anyone wanting to vote for Republicans.
Abortion between you, your doctor, and your local political leader. Thanks for the call, Britt. Appreciate it.
844-967-2789. We're going to stay on the phones. Don from Milwaukee. Welcome, Don. What do you got for us?
Hey, Don.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm glad you guys are all right.
Thank you.
We need you guys. I'd like to share here's one of the things that can cause this violence. There was a call from to the Matt Flynn show a couple months ago. The good Christian from Sussex made it. And this was when the FBI raided Trump's residence, and they had to retrieve those top secret documents that he said he didn't have. But anyhow, he calls up and he rants and raves to Matt. He says that this was going to cause a civil war. He was so outraged he was ready to get his gun and start in the war. So I just thought I'd share that with you guys. And like I said, I'm glad you guys are okay.
Well, Don, we are okay. I wonder about Gary from Sussex. I think that's who you're describing here. Now, we've broken bread or at least eaten fish with Gary.
And we have an open invite, I believe.
We do. Yeah. He's invited us back, Don. I am less concerned about anyone that would have a dialogue with us. I mean, ultimately, to know us is to love us, Don. I'm not worried about those that know us. Those that know us, grudgingly, Republicans like us. Hell, they like us better than Tony Evers' team likes me. At least they think I got gumption. But there's always going to be a fringe outlier. There's always going to be the guy who can't get laid, can't be happy, can't get a job. It's somebody else's fault. Doesn't want to look in the mirror, and he looks at the example of his former president, Donald Trump, who keeps telling him it got stolen, just like your dreams were stolen from you because you thought the white race would forever be in this position of superiority. And this newly diversified America.
What are you worried about? I mean, if there was no racism, nothing ever was wrong. Why would you be, have a problem with you know, the white people not being the majority anymore?
Dom, I think we all prefer a stacked deck, right? And when you take away the advantages, well, it hurts. It feels like you've been disadvantaged. At least that's my perception. I've tried not to resent others. Like, if you got something better than me, you know, I might covet your wife, but I don't resent you for having her. 844-967-2789.
That's right. Let that one go, man.
Yeah, better.
Yes.
It's all true, Steffi. Andy from Beaver Dam, welcome. What do you got for us, Andy?
Hey, Andy.
Well, I'm sorry that your station was a part of senseless vandalism. That really pisses a guy off when something like that happens, and it's ridiculous.
You don't know the half of it, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'd be burning up too if it was me, even though you don't own the building. It's the whole idea of putting your whole operation.
Well, I own the outcome of the vandalism. As my commercial lease is drawn, we will own the expense of this act of vandalism. We will incur this expense. This will be pure loss. I'm looking at three buckets full of shard glass that we hauled out of here. Replacement of the glass, the labor, all that stuff, that's on us. And that's the good news, man, because the rack that makes a radio station run, the computers, I got $100,000 sitting in the next room. That's okay. I'd rather eat some glass, if you know what I'm saying.
Right, right. Well, I imagine that was all plate glass, and that doesn't break into crystals, so that's a bad deal. But the reason I called, Luke and Brian made a comment or had a recording that Tim Michaels was down in Watertown about 20 miles away from here and said that if he got elected, the Republicans will never lose again. Something to that effect. And, you know, that...
Yeah, once you got the levers of power, man, you control it forever.
Hang on to that thought, Andy. Let's play that clip. Evan did the work today. Let's play Michaels in Jefferson County. Exactly what Andy just said. Cut 15.
Republicans will never lose another election in Wisconsin after I'm elected governor.
Is that what you're talking about, Andy?
If you can stack the deck forever, Andy, why not? I mean, that's effectively what the gerrymander is. That's what the lame duck attacks on call and Evers were. That's what the refusal to leave the position at the DNR board by Fred Preen is all about. These are all acts of fascism, Andy. And they show their true colors, and they tell us we're effectively fascist. And I think we should believe them.
Yep. You know, that bastard, born and raised in Dodge County here. And, you know, why don't you go back to Connecticut and just, you know, he's even more of an empty suit than I thought. I mean, you know, that's a senseless, stupid thing to say. But, of course, he was amongst Reed supporters. So I thought, you know, why not? You know,
singing to the choir, Andy. Singing to the choir. Well, he's a rich businessman, and he's here to help us. Let's get one more in this segment, 844-967-2789. Trucker Dean on the road. You're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dean.
Hey, yeah, I'm glad to see you guys are happy and not on the dark side of the moon after some crazy diamond tries to throw a brick into your wall.
Yeah, thanks, man.
I'm only here for the tickets.
I'm hearing all these Pink Floyd references. Hey, Trucker Dean, you hold on for a second, man. You can have the Echoes of Pompeii tickets at the Barrymore Theater this Saturday night, November 5th. Give your name, your real name, and they'll be at the will call. But a call like that, you deserve a couple of tickets, man, by my arbitrary criterion. 844-967-2789. Do we have time? Let's try to sneak one more in. David from San Francisco, we can give you like a minute here.
Oh, well, I'll see how quick I can rip a new one to Elon Musk. I don't know if you you heard that Elon Musk was the one that came up with that bizarre tweet that was basically a whole lot of different Pelosi disparaging stuff.
I know he shared it before deleting it. He, the absolutist free speecher, now owner of Twitter.
Right. But if you think about it, here's the richest guy in the world. He got duped by a tweet. He basically deleted it after 2 hours with 112 million viewers. He got duped. He's the biggest sucker in the world. And
that's just based on the stock price he paid for Twitter.
Ah, nice.
We call that getting T-boned. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
She's only interested in you because she thinks you're the chosen one.
Yeah, probably.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, we're broadcasting from the Shaw Studios. The glass is broken. It's boarded up, but we're on the air, baby.
Glass is half empty, Crudy.
Well, it's mostly broken. But anyways, we'll take a few more phone calls. And I would point out, the last Marquette University Law School poll drops tomorrow. And we got the pollster extraordinaire, Charles Franklin, joining us in the happier 5 o'clock happy hour. So tomorrow, Charles Franklin. Today, your calls till the end, 844-967-2789. Marguerite from Cottage Grove, welcome.
Hey, Margaret.
Hi there. I just want to make sure that none of us forget that one of the last things that Donald Trump did when he was president was, before he sanctioned China, was to make sure that Ivanka got the trademark on voting machines.
Yes, lots of trademark, lots of Chinese grandiose giving to the Trump kids, Margaret. No question about it.
Are you implying the voting machines might have some impact on the election? Like Ivanka's making the voting machines for America? I'm less clear on that.
If not now, soon is my guess.
Well, Marguerite, that would be a hell of an America to live in.
Oh, man. Well, I would give them one, the Republicans. They certainly think long-term. I mean, they've been fighting Roe v. Wade and setting up these judges. And
for 50 years.
For 50 since, yeah.
I tell you what, if you walk into a polling station and you see a garish-looking, gold-leafed Trump brand voting machine, just turn around and walk out.
Don't use that one.
Don't stop till you get to Canada, because democracy's over. 844-967-2789. CJ, where were you last night at about 10:30 p.m. when the glass was breaking in Waukesha?
And we want to remind you, you are under oath, sir.
That's fine. You guys don't have cameras? Come on.
Cameras. I got you on camera, CJ.
Well, I do want to say I'm so glad Earl and Connor are okay. They're one of the few that still take my call. And I want to tell you they're all safe, and I appreciate that. But, you know, it's funny, though.
But. Why is there got to be a but there, CJ? Can't you just...
Okay, too, because that illegal alien that was here on Joe Biden's watch and the Democrats' watch... certainly can be a criminal, and I hope he's convicted to the most extent of the law. Well, you know what else? It finally took the Democrats to care about crime, because, you know, they've watched it for months, and the worst president ever in 2 years has
What about, I you lost me when you started talking about Trump, the worst president ever. I didn't really follow where you were taking this.
Crime, apparently now, his point is now Democrats care about crime. But of course, Democrats, everyone cares about crime. No one wants their husband or spouse, elderly, grandfather, friend, neighbors, anybody, hell, even political rivals. Most normal people don't want anybody to be hit in the head with a hammer and have to go through surgery and still in the ICU. I mean, it's not difficult, CJ. Most people think that. Now, what your position that this is an illegal alien, I'm not clear if you believe this is some lover's triangle like Don Jr. and Elon Musk, CJ, but most people have a problem with political violence. That's always good. I appreciate you being concerned about us and the staff here at the radio station.
But
you don't have to say but. It can just be a period, a short pause, and continue on with your next thought.
You know, I find it interesting that 8 of like the top 10 highest crime states are red states.
Yeah.
They're Republican states.
Yes.
And this is so often mischaracterized at the headlines, especially at Fox Digital.
Well, and statistically,
damn city.
Murder rates. I mean, if you look at actual murder rates, deaths per 100,000, majority of those are in red states or red cities as well.
Well, they don't talk about that on the Foxy News. They just point out when something happens in San Francisco.
Well, look at all this crime. Look at all these things that happened. Okay, well, when you have a large group of people, huge populations, when you have more people there, you're going to have numerically more crime because that's kind of the stats about it.
Here's the difference between Republicans and Democrats as I perceive it. I don't see Joe Biden trying to inspire violent behavior from, illegal aliens, as CJ would characterize them as. If somebody's here illegally, I don't think the president, the current president, is saying go out and kill somebody, go out and crash a car, go out and violently commit a crime. There are bad people in the world, and it happens under all presidencies. And statistically, a one-off under a presidency, I mean, this is ridiculous. Every Supreme Court race, every gubernatorial race, this guy got paroled under this guy's leadership, and this guy killed again. So, ergo, Tony Evers wants your kid to die. I mean, these are such ridiculous leaps. They really are. And can we stop being so GD hyperbolic and jumping to this? No, Joe Biden doesn't want anybody dead. But when I hear the former president inspiring hundreds of thousands of people to go march on the Capitol, and then
fight
I see
like hell, or you're not going to have a country
outcome,
anymore.
And I see people dead, and I hear the tapes of Michael Fanone, and I know they were trying to kill him. And the guy that hit Paul Pelosi in the head with a hammer, he's just like the January 6th insurrectionist. When they were calling for Nancy and hang Mike Pence, and I will say it again, if they'd have gotten their hands on those people, they would be dead, and we would be living in an entirely different America if number two and number three in succession to the presidency had been killed. You don't think that ever crossed Trump's mind on January 6th? But what if Trump, what if Pelosi and Pence both died? It'd be a shame if there were no, successors to me.
Well, I'd have been really worried about it, Crudy, if it was Antifa and Black Lives Matter.
What, throwing the bricks through the window last night?
the
Mark
senator
from the SAC,
Wisconsin, has
said,
"Hey, Mark,
30 Mark, appreciate your patience."
Hello, Mark, you're up.
Oh no, we pulled him into sleep. Sorry, Mark. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. We're doing okay. We cleaned up the glass. We've been cleaning up messes for more than a decade. We're going to clean up the mess that is the state of Wisconsin. These Republicans keep breaking it, and we keep gluing it back together. Like my mom's lamp when I was a kid, I broke a couple lamps. Got a super glue, man. You got to be talented to super glue a lamp back together.
Some Gorilla tape and super glue. You'll be fine. It's very artistic of you.
I got 3 buckets full of shard glass to put back together into a beautiful mosaic that is the studio window here in the Shaw. And we'll do it again tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Devil's Advocate, some say greatest radio show ever.
But I cannot emphasize that there must be nobody. month.